Good morning. Good morning, Grace Bible Fellowship. And all of you who are guests here today, I want to welcome you to the Colors of Christmas, our children's musical that they're doing today. And this is always one of the funnest days of the year. If you're a guest with us here today, there's a place in your bulletin that says, "Welcome to Grace Bible Fellowship." If you'll take a moment and fill that out, you can put it in the little wood offering box by the double doors where you most likely came in this morning, and that lets us know who was here worshiping the Lord with us today. Well, if you haven't found your seat, it's time to find your seat, because they're going to be filling up quick. Again, this is not only one of the funnest times of the year, but it's also one of the most meaningful times and most meaningful services that we have all year. So I want to take a moment and ask all of you, just if you would, to bow your heads and close your eyes for a moment. Pray for these children as they come in here and begin here in a few minutes. But we also want to make sure that we're not just watching, but we're worshiping. Amen? We're here to worship the Lord God, right? So let's take a moment, let's bow our head and close our eyes, and I'll lead us in a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we thank you for this precious time, and what a joy it is to raise children in the Lord. Lord, I thank you for all these parents that have committed to have their children in this children's ministry at Grace Bible Fellowship. And I thank you for what a great ministry it is. I thank you for all the adults that work in there and go on trips and do all the things that are necessary to put together a Christmas musical. And we just pray that your word would be implanted in the hearts and the minds of these precious children. And we pray, Lord Jesus, today that as we worship and we laugh and we have fun, all those different things, that we would remain focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who truly is the reason for this Christmas season. And so today, I pray that you would bless each child in a very special way as only you can, and help the things they're saying and the things that they're singing to mean something in their hearts, so that they too would, when they get up on this stage, that they would just worship you, and help them to learn to love you, what it means to have a love relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. In fact, help all of us to learn to love you with all of our hearts, all of our minds, and all of our souls, because that's the number one purpose for our lives, is to be in a love relationship with you. So we thank you for these children, all their hard work, and all the adults that have put in so many hours with them. And we pray that this service would be a blessing to you. And we pray that this service would bring glory to you. And we pray all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right. Before we bring the boys and girls in, I just want to welcome you here. They have been working so very hard, and they're very, very excited today. I do want you to know, though, at the end of our program, we will keep the kids on the stage. We don't want any of them to get lost out in the crowd, so we're going to keep them on the stage. You may take a picture afterwards once we dismiss, and then you will pick up your kids from here. We will also have the preschoolers joining us at the very end, too. So, you know, parents, they will all be up here, and they may be a little overwhelmed. So just if you'll stay and help us with that. And then on our finale, we have several Christmas carols that are there, and we invite you to sing with us if you so choose. Matt is out sick today, and so they can lead you all in singing of your Christmas carols. So we invite you to worship with us as we celebrate the colors of Christmas.
Listen, did you hear that? It's getting late, so it's time to go to bed.
Aww, but we're not even tired yet.
What is all this noise about?
It's the first night of Christmas break, and we don't have school until a few more weeks.
Oh, I know. Let's stay up just this month and decorate together.
Yeah, good idea.
This tree doesn't look very festive to me. It needs some serious color.
You can say that again.
This tree doesn't look very festive to me.
I've always loved silver. It reminds me of Morgan's races 3 years ago.
Hey, very funny, Harper.
The colors of Christmas have a lot of meaning. In fact, each one has a specific role in the Christmas story of Jesus.
Seriously? I've been decorating for like 100 years, and I have never heard that before.
Okay, let's start with green. What does the color green mean?
Ooh, I got this. Show me the money. I hope Mom and Dad stuff my stocking with Benjamins this year.
Hello. I think Quinn is talking about the tree. It looks pretty dull to me right now.
Look harder. Green's the color of life. We decorate evergreen trees, hang green garlands to remind us that Jesus gave us life. Where does the Bible talk about life?
John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, for whoever believed in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
You're right. God gave us Jesus so we may have eternal life.
So every time we see green at Christmas, or all year actually, let's remember that Jesus came to earth to give us everlasting life.
Thank you. on, Morgan. Let's open up some more boxes and get to decorating.
Hey, Presley, I found some things for the mantle. It's not much, but I sure do love Mom's nativity scene.
Actually, there are some pretty important things in there.
Really?
Yep. What color is Mary wearing?
Blue. Oh, I got it. This is what Elvis got the idea for. I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
All right, Rockstar. I don't think that's what Presley wants us to remember.
Not quite. But, you see, in the days of Jesus, only nobles wore blue, like Mary.
She wore blue to show she was to give birth to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
When we see Mary, we are supposed to remember what the angel said to her in Luke chapter 1, verse 30-33.
But the angel said to her, "Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and called the Son of Most High, and Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will have no end." Luke 1:30-33.
That's not the only color I see. The shepherds wore an old brown cloak.
What? Brown? Oh, I get it. Oh, dirty brown of Bethlehem.
Harper, you crack me up. Wait, brown is a real Christmas color, though, is it?
It sure is. People don't think much about brown at Christmas, but it means a lot. The shepherds wore brown to remind us of the manger that baby Jesus was laid in and the cross that 33 years later he died on to save all mankind.
Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice.
So whenever we see the shepherds dressed in brown and kneeling at the manger, let's remember the announcement that the angel gave to Joseph in Matthew 1:21.
She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21.
Let's remember the cross, the manger, his miraculous birth, and his sacrificial death.
Thank you. another box out to start on the tree.
Let's do this. I found candy canes. Just red and white, and just like the jolly old man himself and my favorite holiday tree.
Wrong again, Harper.
You gotta be kidding me.
Harper, the colors print the story of Jesus, not your stomach.
Okay, then. Red and white, red, white. Man, I give up.
I think I know.
Okay, give it a try, Quinn.
Red is the color of Jesus' blood shed on the cross for our sins. The color of the freedom that he bought for us. The color of God's rescue of everyone from death and hell.
Yep, what about white?
If red represents how Jesus shed his blood on the cross, then white must represent how his blood cleanses us from our sins.
Yes, great job. Now you're getting it.
The colors red and white are just about everywhere at Christmas time. We are always reminded that Jesus' blood washes as white as snow.
Exactly. All red and white decorations remind us that the baby in the manger became the Lamb of God.
His blood was shed for us all, no matter who we are or what we have done. He has already forgiven us.
The Christ child of Bethlehem became the Savior of all mankind.
beginning to look a lot like Christmas in here.
It sure is.
Hey, guys, look at this.
You found the star. Awesome.
Can I put it on the top of the tree this year, please?
Sure, I'll go grab you a chair or something.
Please be careful. No ER trips tonight.
How does it look?
Beautiful. You're really good at this decorating stuff.
Gold.
Huh?
The star is gold.
It sure is.
I think I got this one, y'all.
Okay.
I remember the story about the three wise kings from the east followed the star of Bethlehem and brought the finest gifts they could find. Myrrh, frankincense, and gold.
Sounds like you finally got it. Gold's most known as most pure and precious gift on earth.
Jewelries and trophies are made from gold. Palaces are decorated with it and everything.
Gold ribbons, gold medals,
gold memberships.
Gold signifies the very best. So when we see gold at Christmas time, let's remember the three precious gifts from the three wise kings.
And to always remember to bring our very best to Jesus in worship. And to remember, God gave us his very best life possible when he raised Jesus from the dead and eternal life with him in heaven.
We offer back our hearts and lives to live apart for him to the very best of our ability. We give our best to him because he gave his best to us.
You know what? I think the house looks better than ever this Christmas.
Me too, Morgan. All the colors makes the decorations look even brighter. The story of Jesus really comes to life, living color.
I could not have said it better myself, Oprah. We went through this story color by color, and I think everyone learned something new tonight. Am I right?
Yeah.
Now, when we got the colors of Christmas, tell the story of Jesus.
Being around all this color makes me want to sing. Come on, everybody. Let's sing some carols and worship together to end the night. What do you say?
Yeah!
Guys, that was amazing. Yeah, amen. You know, one of the things that I love about what we just watched and were privileged to be part of is you can tell that they brought nothing less than their very best to glorify God today. Amen. That is so cool. You guys are awesome. I'm Pastor Chris, by the way, if you can't tell. I got this deal going on right here. But you guys were amazing. I loved it. That's probably one of the coolest ones I've ever seen, man. That was just amazing. And I want to thank you for being here today. And I want to thank you for supporting this children's ministry in all the different ways. Some of you serve, and some of you give, and you're calling, and what do you need, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I can't think of anything better, to be honest with you, than to start these precious children off knowing Jesus at an early age. Amen? And they can live good, solid lives because Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. And so I just thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for you. I thank you that you bring your children here, because I'm telling you, and I'm biased, obviously, but we have, I will say it to be fair, at least one of the best children's ministries anywhere in this area. And I couldn't be more proud of our children's ministry. And so it's just such a great thing and such a awesome thing to be part of at Grace Bible Fellowship. And again, I just want to thank you for coming. Let me share a few things with you real quick. We have some journey groups going on this evening. And then on the 18th, the Hiltz journey group will meet. The Stegalls are not meeting in December, okay, if you're in this journey group. The other thing I need to remind you of that's really important is December 12th, which is tomorrow through the 14th. I don't know why I'm holding up. My kids are like, why do you hold up fingers? It's always the wrong number, Dad. But anyway, December 12th through the 14th, we're going to be gift wrapping up here. So if you want to be part of that and you can help gift wrap, probably, usually we provide Christmas for over 100 children in this area that otherwise wouldn't have Christmas. And if you'd like to be part of that and gift wrap, be sure and contact Andrea and let her know. And then men, this Wednesday night, remember, we're not having Bible study. For those of you who have signed up, we will be up here giving gifts out to families as they come through, and some of us will actually be putting gifts in our trucks and taking them to families. And so that's always a fun time, and the men's Bible study always happens with that as well. And then last but not least, December 24th, be sure the Christmas Eve service is about a 45-minute service, and it's probably one of the coolest things we do all year. And it's just a neat, fun time to be part of, but you'll want to be here early because it's usually packed in here for that Christmas Eve service. Let's give these kids another round of applause, man. They were just amazing. Amen. Amen. And for all the helpers, I'm thinking that's maybe some of y'all on the front row and Jane over here in the corner. We can't thank y'all enough for all the time you've put in helping the kids pull this off. This has been an amazing time, amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Remember Andrea's instructions. Your kids are up here. Are the preschool kids up here too? Okay, so they're down here with the your kids in preschool. He's got an animal costume on, and he's right here, okay? So I'm going to lead us in a prayer, and thank you again for being here and supporting these children, and hope you have a very merry, merry Christmas. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time, and what an amazing time that this has been, just lifting up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you today for all these children teaching us about the colors of Christmas and the important meaning of these different colors when it comes to the Christmas season. And today, Lord, we love you, and we pray that this worship service has been just that, that it's been a worship service, and that it's been a blessing to you, and that, Lord, that it has brought glory to you and furthered your kingdom. And so I just pray for these children now. I thank you for this amazing Christmas musical they put together on your behalf. And I pray you bless each one of them in a special way, as only you can. In Jesus' name.